It seems somebody spiked the punch there in Churchill Downs. Yeah, somebody spiked the punch. Medina Spirit testing positive for banned substances. Well, there goes that way. Can you imagine? We're going to talk about this more in the second hour, but can you imagine? Here's the trainer being celebrated for his seventh Kentucky Derby win. Millions of dollars, celebrations, you know, the horse is going to get this and this and this. And all of a sudden they come back and say, well, he failed his drug test, apparently, for this trainer. Not the first time they've had this problem. We'll get back to that in hour number two. But, yeah, somebody spiked the punch. No kidding. We'll keep an eye on it. Now, back to Anthony Fauci. Because Anthony Fauci is saying that this is going to be the new normal. We're going to be wearing masks all the time. Even though everybody knows that bothers to look, the CDC stopped counting flu cases. It's not like the flu is gone. The flu isn't being counted. That's what the CDC made that decision last fall. Huh. So it's a miracle. COVID cures everything. Masks cure everything. Masks, who last year Fauci said they don't do anything. The smartest guy in infectious medicine, who's been in that job for, what, 40 years? At the National Institutes for Health. For 40 years he's been there, but he's been wrong about masks for 40 years. If only he had told people 40 years ago to wear masks, he could have saved millions, tens of millions of people from that terrible fate of dying from the flu. Come on. Get serious. Now, Fauci also once again gave tremendous credit to President Trump and Operation Warp Speed for delivering the one thing that changed everything, that being the vaccines, whether you want one or not. This is what he said. Listen to Anthony Fauci, Bite 9. Go.
You may see blips, but if we handle them well, it is unlikely that you'll see the kind of surge that we saw in the late fall and the early winter. That's the reason, Chuck, why we plead with people to get vaccinated, because the larger proportion of the population that's vaccinated, the less likelihood that in a season like the coming fall or winter, you're going to see a significant surge. There's no doubt about that. That's the reason why vaccinations are so important. That's the wild card that we have now that we didn't have last fall or last winter.
Chuck Todd totally forgets to ask about the origins of the Wuhan virus, the virus that came from China. You know what they call that? A China virus. Is it racist? No. It just signifies a regional location where it came from, like the Spanish flu or the Hong Kong flu or the South African variant or the UK variant. Is it racist to say UK variant? No, but it must be racist if you said Chinese variant. That would be racist. That's the mentality of the left here today, which has no logical defense, but that's what they go with anyway. All right. And here is where the disconnect occurs. Here's where the disconnect occurs with the average American. The White House COVID coordinator saying, if you behave yourself, they might just allow you to take off your mask. They might allow you the privilege of being a free American, but only if you do what you're told. Listen to Bite number 10.
I think everyone is tired, and wearing a mask it can be a pain. But we're getting there, and the light at the end of the tunnel is brighter and brighter. Let's keep up our guard. Let's follow the CDC guidance. And the CDC guidance across time will allow vaccinated people more and more privileges to take off that mask.
Now, this is the same clown that continues to defend Joe Biden's wearing of a mask in public or wearing of a mask in small groups when everybody around Joe Biden is vaccinated, has been vaccinated for weeks now, anyhow. All right, let's go to the Common Sense Hotline, shall we? Like to join me over there. We're going to start with Guy in the great state of the Free State. Excuse me. We're going to go to Michael in the great state of Pennsylvania. We'll get back to Guy. But Michael is in Pennsylvania. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, God bless you, Steve. On May the 15th, there's a world event that's going to take place. It is asked for all people throughout the world to take off their masks, go to stores, and make a worldwide statement that we are no longer going to abide by these unjust actions.
Who's leading this effort?
I don't know, but I'm going to be maskless as I have been on the 15th. I've been maskless for about 4 months now, and only about one in six asked me to put on a mask. And one woman asked me, are you aware that you're not wearing a mask? And I said, yes. And she said, okay.
All right. Yeah, that's cool with me. It's interesting, Michael, because I don't wear a mask much at all anymore. I have been vaccinated. And that was the deal. And I made the decision for myself. Just so we're clear on this, I talked to a number of doctors that I know personally, that I've known my whole life. They all got the vaccine. They're smart people. They're hardworking people. They're not, you know, elitists. They're not globalists. So I decided to do that. You decide for yourself what's best for you and your family. That's my position, Michael. And my position is the same with, if I'm vaccinated, I can't give you the disease. And if you're vaccinated, you can't get the disease. And if you do get it, your symptoms are greatly limited. So that's up to you. My responsibility is not to your health. My responsibility is not to your happiness and to deal with your fear. Am I right or wrong? Fact is, I'm right. Greatly appreciate you, Michael. Graciously appreciate you being here. So May 15th, I'd like to know more about that event. You can drop me a line. Go to stevegruber.com. stevegruber.com. Anybody that knows about this event on May the 15th, if there's a mask burning party. How about that? If that's going on, I don't think I can light it off here in the studio, but we sure would have some fun burning stuff. I mean, ever since I was 6 years old. I'm a guy. What do you want to know? Yeah. I go by the pronoun of, your highness. That's my pronoun for today. Right, New York? That's right. Didn't mean to startle you, New York. Didn't mean to wake you up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, good to have you here. Just woke New York up. He was having a nice nap, too. Quick break. Might get a couple more phone calls if you'd like to join us in the Common Sense Hotline. It's ready for business. We'll be right back.